the Business Bunker.
Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, February the 24th. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Stonkingly stuffed, I think, today.
Should be.
Yes. We've had a fantastic show, Paul Andrews, on Scoff and Quaff. Were you listening?
That makes a change.
Yeah, no, superior show. And we had, today we will be scoffing on the Business Bunker listener. We've got Liberation Nuts. That was brought in.
They were rather nice, weren't they?
By Kate Gaskell.
Yeah, they were rather nice. And Joe Banks's little pastry, little quiche-y, miney things were nice, as well as the date tarts.
The date tarts. Well, she had a marmalade tart as well in there. I've just remembered I was supposed to run and get it. I'll have to phone her later.
And then guests on the Business Bunker Show have arrived with a Victoria sponge.
I know, which we have partaken of already.
Yeah, we have.
Who's
yeah.
the show sponsor?
Today's show sponsor is Rift Accounting. And many thanks to Rift Accounting, the accounting people over there in Ashford. Do check out with them if you have any accounting or financial needs that you need discussing, or you just need help or support, or you want to ask a question. Do check them out. There's loads of things happening that need accounting advice, like auto-enrolment, and it's that kind of year for HMRC returns and all kinds of things.
It is.
And they will be on the show fairly soon, in the next couple of weeks, talking about HMRC-related issues.
More Ask the Experts lots.
Exactly, yeah. So we're looking forward to that. So a big thank you to Rift Accounting for supporting today's show.
And who's our Ask the Expert today? Is it the lovely Ken Heron from Florida?
Yes, we're back with Ken Heron later on after 2 o'clock. Ken, who's a US radio host and marketing guru, will be joining us live from Florida just after 2 o'clock to give us three tips on social media, which we're looking forward to.
And you can tweet in, listener, you can tweet in a question on LinkedIn, Facebook, or indeed the Twitter for Ken Heron. If you tweet in now, then it will give him a chance to think about it.
Sure. His Twitter handle is at Ken Heron. That's K-E-N-H-E-R-R-O-N, Ken Heron. Or you can tweet me, obviously, at Vanilla Web. And we would like to hear from you, the businesses of Ken, and you can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can call us on 01303 874 998. That's 01303 874 998, or you can email us at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk, or you can tweet me at Vanilla Web. Sorry, I'm not going to tell you why I'm laughing. I'm having a little chuckle here. It's quite funny.
Are you flirting again, Paul?
No. I'm just chuckling.
You're like one half of the Chuckle Brothers.
I am indeed like the younger, better looking half of the Chuckle Brothers. You are right.
But may I just bring you back to focus,
if you can,
away from the ladies in the studio? Ken Heron, what time would it be now in Florida?
What are they? 5 hours behind. So when we call him at 2 o'clock, it will be 9.
But he's already listening in, he said, in his little
pew. Yeah, well, he does get up early.
He's probably a
There's no flies on Ken. I mean, he's a man of the world.
Oh,
he's
hope not.
Yeah. I mean, he markets a business based in Singapore and a business based in Somerset, and does a radio show in Florida, so you can't get much more international than that, really, can you?
Do you think he's in a little pair of sort of little Florida shorts?
No, don't get carried away.
Little Florida
shorts.
Don't get
carried away.
He'll be in.
Don't get carried away.
Perhaps a deck chair.
No.
With a freshly squeezed lemon juice, because he hasn't got oranges in his garden, has he?
Mm-hmm.
He has to steal them from the neighbour. Shall I tell you? Oh, he's woken up on the Twitter. And Chris Pollard's there already, because usually he's a bit tardy, isn't he, Chris Pollard?
Yeah, well, we've had literally hundreds of tweets in already, and of course you've gone straight to the top of the queue as always to read them, whereas I'm starting with the first one in. So I'm going to start with the first one in. We've had a tweet from a new follower, a new listener, which is the Rochester Literary Festival, and they say, good morning Vanilla Web, have a tremendous Tuesday and a thoroughly nice Business Bunker show.
Very nice.
So thank you. So you can give them a follow on the Twitter. It's Roch Lit Litfest, Roch Lit Fest, and that's Rochester Literary Festival on the Twitter.
We've also had new followers. I'm not sure whether they're following Paul Andrews, probably not, but we've had I've had a new follower, Oi Oyster Comedy, the first Thursday every month.
Oyster.
Oy, and then Oyster.
Oi Savaloy. Do you remember that?
No.
Should Do you not remember that? Oi Savaloy.
Should I?
Yeah, you should. You're old.
Am I?
Yeah. It's from the 1920s.
Really?
Yeah. For tang, kipper bang.
No, I wasn't Olay allowed.
Biscuit barrel.
Never
all
heard
that.
Of it. But then, of course, you were born in 1066, so you'd know.
Yeah.
Battle of Hastings.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you not remember that?
No, I don't.
Oi Savaloy.
No, I wasn't born till about 1970.
At the same time as your children. Oh, that was a novel way of getting over it. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Josh. On one underscore promotions.
Too. Yeah, happy birthday, Josh. Was he 63 today?
No, he's
your eldest
not.
Son.
No, he's in his 20s still.
All right.
Listen, Oi Oyster Company. They are bringing up a comedy evening at the Lounge in Whitstable, and that's the first Thursday of every month. And then another new follower. Paul Andrews is the Sherwood Group, and they are providing outsourcing solutions since 1987. Expertise, recruitment, property services, and renewable energy solutions.
Fantastic, thank you. Had a tweet from Gary Curtin.
Curtin? Pull yourself together, Gary.
Spelt K-I-R-T-O-N, actually. And he says, morning, Paul. It will be lovely to get a shout out on the Business Bunker show for Charity Match 2015. You can find out all the details by going to their website, which is www.ashfordcharityfunds.co.uk, and it's taking place on the 7th of June, and it's in aid of Help for Heroes and a local hospice. But you can get tickets and find out all about the event by going to their website. You can follow Gary on the Twitter, and his Twitter handle is Gaz, G-A-Z-Z, A-K-I-R-T-O-N, Gazza Curtin, G-A-Z-Z-A-K-I-R-T-O-N, Gary Curtin. Or you can go to their website, and we'll put a link to this website on our charity community pages on the Kent Business Radio website, but it's ashfordcharityfunds.co.uk. So do check that out, please.
Rift Accounting, our sponsor, will be at giving a little talk at Lenley's, and that's this Thursday, 10 to 12. This is a free networking group. It's at Kent Tweetups on the Twitter, and they'll be giving people there a run through of their business and little tips on accounting, and it's Lenley's Roper Road, Canterbury, and there is a website as well. You can find it all on the Twitter at Kent Tweetups.
Cool. I've had a tweet from a listener that I've not come across before, and I have done a double take on this, and it isn't as bad as it sounds, so I am going to read it out. But I've had a tweet, and it says, and it's from LDN House Promo, and it says, "Hi, I'm Vanilla Webb and the Business Bunker. Audio whore. It's fourth birthday weekend. And that's on the 13th and 14th of March. And their special guest is Lee Foss and Hot Creations. If you want to find out more about it, you can follow them on the Twitter. But basically, it's a club night that they're promoting. And their Twitter handle is LDNHOUSEPROMO, London House Promo. So do give them a follow on the Twitter. We've had a tweet from AM Marketing, the lovely Amy. And I just want to say many congratulations, Amy, on being nominated for the Kent Women in Business Awards. And good luck with that. And we've also had a tweet from F Keys, who are the Microsoft training specialists over there in Medway and Canterbury, who are listening in today.
Fabulous, Alex Waterton. And I hope you had a lovely birthday a couple of weeks back. If you are looking at having some Microsoft training, he is the man, isn't he?
He is indeed.
He is the man.
He is the man.
Penny Williams there helping herself to a little gin.
Smashing bottles all over the place.
Helping herself to a little gin.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to send out a picture of this cake because it's huge.
Are you?
Yes.
Well, while you're doing that, I'm going to read this email.
I might have a slice then. You carry on.
Venom Tech launches crowdfunding opportunity via Syndicate Room. Venom Tech, the UK's only commercial venom supplier, is offering shares to the crowd via Syndicate Room. Investors are offered the opportunity to be part of Venom Tech's groundbreaking approach for advancing drug discovery. The company's unique natural venom libraries can solve the serious limitations of traditional chemical libraries for finding new and effective drugs. Venom Tech's value centres around one of today's most significant challenges in drug discovery. The majority of current drug targets, more than 70%, are either embedded in cellular membranes, which are tough to reach, and or belong to families of closely related species, which renders the search for good specific drugs extremely difficult. Companies and large academic centres often run out of options after testing their internal chemical libraries. They then turn to unique outsiders like Venom Tech, who have different libraries' sources of potential drugs. So Venantech collect their unique product using proprietary techniques, and world-leading animal husbandry conditions are recognised in peer-reviewed publications, awards from the Institute of Animal Technology, and in their patents. This crude venom is then separated into its component parts and prepared in ready-to-use plates targeted at the customer's drug discovery programmes. So Venantech is the only commercial venom in the UK. They provide ready-to-screen and custom-made venom libraries for drug discovery, particularly for difficult drug targets. The company's breadth of products and portfolio is unrivaled in the industry and uniquely designed to accelerate biological drug discovery. Some of our existing customers have already found completely novel potential drugs after failing to succeed with their internal library. You can find out more by visiting the Venantech website, which is www.venantech.co.uk. And if you'd like to invest in Venantech, and I suggest that you would, because it's an exciting business.
An expanding business.
It is indeed. You can go to www.syndicateroom, that's all one word, syndicateroom.com/Venantech, where you can select to donate some money to a share purchase in Venantech.
You could sort of, you know, adopt a spider.
You could, quite possibly.
What was that thing you liked that he did? I liked the venomous snail.
Oh, I like the primate. I like the little monkey what licked its armpit and then bit you and you died.
Yeah.
I want one of those.
That's quite good.
I want one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a loris is what it was.
A loris.
Yeah. I thought that was well neat, that.
Yeah, well, you like that sort of obscure sort of thing, yeah, don't you?
He did have a rather vicious snail as well, didn't he?
Mm. There's an up-and-coming event, the Best of Kent shows, free conferences and exhibitions. I do apologise, listener, I wolfed my Riverford beetroot salad at lunchtime because I had to fit in all this cake.
Did you just burp then?
No, but I felt like I was going to, and I was panicking.
You just burped on air. She burped on air, listener.
Last week you did. I have not yet, but I just
wasn't
feel
a burp.
I feel I've wolfed. You know when you can feel it moving up?
No, I don't want to know.
But I haven't actually burped.
Good.
If Ken Heron's listening, he's going to wonder, because their show is very slick, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Not like this rubbish.
Is it Ken and Barbara?
No, Carol.
Carol, that's what I meant.
Near enough.
Yeah.
Add letters in it.
And you're in it now as well, are you?
No, I haven't been on it yet.
Oh, good.
Are you going to read this?
Yes.
We'll get on with it then.
Upcoming events. I was mentioning the Riverford Beetroot. The Best of Kent shows, free conferences and exhibitions. West Kent B2B is the 27th of March, listener, and it's at the River Centre in Tonbridge. And then Kent B2B also is on the 7th of July in Ashford at the International Hotel there. And the North Kent B2B is on the 15th of October, so that's a diary date. And it's at the Motorsport Vision in Brands Hatch. Now, let's see who you can contact. You can contact Carol Black to find out more. She's at Kent and Victor Chamber Events. And there is a little phone number if you get your pen ready. It's 01732 758 530, and Carol Black, but up and coming events there for the Kent shows.
Fantastic. Do you know what we're going to do now?
Well, I'm feeling a bit sad, are you? After all that eating.
It took you a lot of effort to climb over here and see what I'm going to play next,
feeling
didn't it?
Feeling a bit sad, you know.
Are you? Yeah. Bit of tunage we're going to have.
But behind that sadness, behind my mask.
Yeah, yeah.
Really unhappy.
Do you want to sing the whole thing?
Might do. Is it Smokey Robinson?
It is.
Tears of the Clown.
It is indeed.
Yeah. Need inspiration? Join in the conversation with hashtag Daily Bread from Mike Waterton.
Right now, there are small business owners like you claiming back on average £46,000 from the government. You see, the government wants to reimburse companies for innovation. What does this mean for you? Well, put simply, if your staff have spent time and resources developing your business, you could claim back cash. We're RIFT. We're specialists in preparing claims for small businesses. To find out from RIFT if your business is eligible, visit innovationreward.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show on Tuesday the 24th of February with me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jules Serkin. We're now joined on the phone live from County Wexford by the gorgeous Samantha Kelly. Samantha is the presenter of a TV programme on Irish TV there, which we've all become enormous fans of recently. Hi Sam, how are you?
Hello there.
It's a real pleasure to have you on the show today, Sam, and thank you so much for joining us. We've all become fans of Wexford County Matters over here in England.
Yes.
That's brilliant.
And we've been watching you on Sky Channel 191 every Sunday evening at 6:30.
Practicing our Irish dancing.
Exactly, yeah. So you're better known to people over here as the tweeting goddess, though, because you organise the British Biz Party Twitter hours on Monday night, do you not?
I do. I run Irish Biz Party over here in Ireland, so I decided there was a lot of UK businesses wanted to get involved, so I said, why don't I start British Biz Party? So it's Monday night, and it's 2 hours. It's from 9 to 11. Every Monday night, but we actually ended up meeting on Twitter, didn't we?
We did indeed. Twitter's a powerful connector of people, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's changed my whole life. It's amazing.
Absolutely. So why don't we start off with that, Sam? Because that's really what you're known for, isn't it? Is your Twitter activities and helping people to cope with Twitter. And you have a blog that you've just written recently that's gone a bit viral over here as well.
Great, thank you.
No, it's absolutely brilliant because, you know, you've given some simple reasons that make people squirm, is how you've put it. Yeah. And they do, don't they? Because they're just kind of fairly lame excuses for not tweeting, really, aren't they?
Yeah, well, you see, I think the problem is a lot of people... Look, it was like me when I started. I was like, what in God's name do I do here? You know, it's like, okay, Twitter, right, I have an account, now what do I do? Mm. So I think a lot of people just... There's a lot of fear there. They don't understand it. And that's really, like, they're so familiar with Facebook. But you see, Twitter, for small business owners especially, it's absolutely vital that you're there. Because it's so powerful. There's so many small business owners on Twitter. And the demographic on Twitter is age 35 to 55, professional, urban. So, you know, if your target market is there, actually the highest growing demographic is over 55, would you believe?
Yeah, that's Jules.
Yeah. So, well, I just think it's because, you know, a lot of us gave iPads to our mums and dads.
Like, yeah, to keep them quiet.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what happened to Jules.
That's terrible.
I'm glad you brought it up, Sam.
Jules, give him a slap. Give him a slap. There,
I have. It has no effect whatsoever anymore. What I find works is normally cake.
Keeps
them quiet.
Absolutely. No, you're absolutely right, Sam. You know, social media in general, but I'm a big fan of Twitter specifically. Social media in general is a massive way to get our markets and has changed the whole sales and marketing landscape completely in the last few years.
Absolutely. And you know what? It's all about people. It just comes down to people. So if you are an idiot, don't bother going on Twitter.
They might.
Absolutely.
So I could have said something stronger than that, but I didn't. But really, it's like, you know, it's all about people. Look, people buy from people.
Yeah.
So it's like myself and yourself connecting initially. You know, be nice, you know, be mannerly, be nice. Be kind to others as well. Like, there's a lot of jumping over each other, climbing over each other to get to the top. Like, that's gone now.
Yeah.
Especially with the recession and stuff, I think people are more becoming aware that, you know, look, you know, help each other out, let's work together and support each other. And that's how all this has come about, really. It's just from me reaching out and saying, look, do you know what, I have a lot more followers, why don't I give you a retweet here?
Absolutely.
Give you a little helping hand there. And it just works wonders.
Absolutely. You know? I mean, there's two things. I was having a conversation with someone about this the other day. Even people that are in competition in business these days,
yep.
now spend more time talking pleasantly to each other than they did in the past. You know, there are still some old dinosaurs about that, you know, kind of don't get it.
Yeah.
But for the most part, people realise that the world is about collaboration now. It's about relationship building, and it's about getting on with each other.
Yeah.
And one of the lovely things, especially last night,
We don't want to know about you last night.
Thank you, Jules. should we not tell
her? I wasn't anywhere near him.
Yeah. Sam and I had a party last night.
Really? Without
yeah.
me?
Yeah. yeah. There was a few hundred other people involved in the party, but it was basically Sam and I, yeah. And it was virtual. The hashtag British Biz Party,
yeah.
Last night especially, I mean, I've joined in for the last couple of weeks, but one of the lovely things was there were lots of new people that came in and got involved in the hashtag,
yeah.
and people welcomed them on board, asked them what they did, mm-hmm. and then there was lots of support and encouragement going on. It wasn't, you know, just like a sales fest or anything like that.
Yeah.
It was just a bunch of business people sharing experiences and kind of talking to each other, and it was lovely.
That's, yeah, especially that lady that you were talking to as well. She's a Star Biz next week, actually, the British Star Biz. I mean, it's like this. We all have the same experiences. We've all experienced sitting down going, what on earth am I doing here?
Absolutely.
Am I mad or what? You know, and then we have all had the experience of the bill coming in the door and you're waiting on one client to pay you and they haven't paid you yet, and so you can't pay the bill and you're driving around with the petrol gauge on E. And we've all had the same experiences, you know.
The potato famine.
Sorry?
The potato famine. You'll remember that, won't you, in Ireland? Potato famine.
That was in 1845.
Yeah. No. What you have to understand, Sam, is that's recent for Jules.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like we all have similar, it doesn't matter what country you're from, or we all know in small business, you know, you're trying to make a better life for yourself and your children, and then the partners, they suffer too. You know, because they're watching us with the highs and the lows, and they're watching us work, and they just want a bit of our time as well. And
sure.
So it's all about juggling and getting the balance right. And then when you get those highs, the highs are amazing. But when you get the lows, it's like, what am I doing?
Absolutely, you know? Yeah.
So,
and somebody was saying on British Biz Party last night, you know, they got to the point in their new business where they wanted to give up because it was such a struggle. And then they, you know, they kind of forced themselves to keep going.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it turned a corner.
Yep.
And if you can share those experiences with other people that have been through it,
yeah.
It makes life so much easier because you realise there's light at the end of the tunnel.
And, you know, I find actually when things are looking the worst that you turn a corner.
Absolutely.
After it is so weird. And,
yeah.
and serendipity has a big part to play in all this.
Absolutely.
That's a big word I've learned recently. but definitely you could just bump into the right person or just happen to help the right person. And
absolutely.
Then they go, actually, my uncle knows your daughter, or you could connect with the right person because, like, one guy, Bill Yao, who I've got a lot of help from, as in mentoring and, you know, just advice and stuff. Like, his daughter is diabetic type 1, and so is my daughter.
Mm.
And that's how we started talking on Twitter.
Absolutely. It's amazing when these kind of things come around, isn't it? As you say,
yeah.
serendipity plays a huge part in what happens. And,
yeah.
of course, that comes to the fore more and more because nowadays with social media,
yeah.
you have the potential to get at 7 billion people.
Yeah.
So serendipity is going to cut in far more often than it did in the past by the pure fact that you can come across more people in a shorter space of time and without leaving your own living room.
Absolutely. Sure, look, British Biz Party is networking in your PJs. That's what we call it.
Absolutely.
Because most of us would be in our pyjamas when we're doing it. But you know, like,
Paul doesn't wear PJs. That's the trouble.
I'm trying not to imagine that.
You're gonna need mind bleach for this now, though, Sam. But when I was talking to you last night, I'm not even going to tell you.
Oh gosh.
I don't know if you're ready to talk about this or not, but I think that you're going to be doing something over here in England later on in the year.
Yes, I certainly am. Well, I just think if we build up the British Piss Party community, like we've been very kindly hosted by Big Red Cloud, like their online accounting software company. They're cool, they're really young, and they're new as well.
Mm.
And I just find that like they wanted to get into the UK market. So I said, well, look, what we'll do is we'll have a get-together when we build up the British Biz Party, get all the people together in one room. So we're going to have a meet-up, kind of a launch, I suppose, of British Biz Party officially. Probably around September, I'd say. But, you know, That's happening because at the moment, like with Irish Biz Party, we meet up, we have conferences every now and then. We've one coming up in Dublin on the 15th of April.
Right.
And you see, what happened was I was speaking at conferences, sharing my story and stuff, and I was going, hang on a second. It was like 300 quid for a ticket for this thing. And I said, how is an SME supposed to supposed to be able to come to this? And yet it's the SMEs and the startups that need to be learning all these new skills and learning about all these experiences.
Yep.
And yet they couldn't go. So I said, I'm going to do my own one. So now I do conferences, I organise them, and it's only €40 for the whole day, and that includes lunch.
I love this woman. Yeah. I love this woman, because you're exactly thinking about the startups and why should they be, as you say, excluded?
Mm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And now, we have all the corporates going and sending their staff, but sure, like, it's the startups and the small business owner that needs this information.
Yeah.
So I haven't told Sam this yet. But I'm going to get Sam to come and speak at one of our events. I chair an event here in Kent, which is called Digital in Kent, which we stage two or three times a year. Mm. So we're going to get you to come and speak at one of those, Sam.
Oh, I'd love that. I'd love that. Now, the only hard thing is trying to get me on the plane. I'm not a fan of flying, but I do get on the plane. I cry for a while, and then I'm grand once I get up there and once I land.
Well, you could come on your bike.
Get the boat over,
Sam. I'm very good. I could come over and hold your hand, because I once sat with a lady who was terrified, and she'd had a little Valium, and I sat and I talked her through the whole take up and the because I used to be a yoga teacher.
Ah.
So I visualised the whole thing.
The reason that works, Sam, just to let you know, is that Jules is far more scary than any plane ride. The poor woman was so terrified of Jules sat next to her that she forgot she was on a plane.
She gripped my hand for the whole flight.
But you know what, I mean, look, the opportunities, like, there you go, there's an opportunity there. And that's from Twitter.
Yeah, absolutely.
Originally. Like, look, like, even the Irish TV, like, I'm the presenter for Wexford Matters. I mean, I promote Wexford a lot. I'm really proud of where I live.
Mm.
And, you know, like, they saw me on Twitter. So I got on their radar through Twitter, you know, and they're becoming huge now, Irish TV. They actually have... 2 weekly programs from the UK, out and about UK. They're on Wednesdays at half eight and Tuesday at half eight. So just check out Sky 191, especially if you're feeling homesick for Ireland.
Yeah.
I am.
But funnily enough, I mean, I am serious. I've watched it ever since you told me about it, which is 3 weeks ago now. I've watched it every week. And the interesting thing is I love what you're doing, and it's a very similar philosophy on your TV station to our radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And your tagline is local news for a global world.
Yep.
And that's exactly how we feel here. We talk about our local markets, but we present that to the world.
Yeah.
Because there's a diaspora, especially with you Irish folk. You know, there are Irish people living all over the world, and there are people from Wexford living all over the world, and to make that connection back to home is really useful.
Oh, it's lovely. And I know, I've travelled myself. I lived in Paris for 2 years and in my wild days in my 20s, and I lived in Hong Kong. So, I mean, you know, I know what it's like. You miss the simple little things, like a decent cup of tea, you know?
Absolutely.
Cadbury's chocolates, you know, this kind of thing. So all these little things can mean the world to someone living abroad. So, yeah, that's probably why it's so popular. But definitely has helped. Twitter has helped, because people from Twitter are tuning in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even if they're not using the hashtag, there's a lot of them tuning in from Twitter, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
So Twitter is very powerful. What I really want to say to people, though, you know, the biggest, most important thing you can remember on Twitter is it's about people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just be kind, assist others, retweet others if they need a little boost. Trust me, they will remember that. You know, especially if they've only got 20 followers and all of a sudden you're retweeting them to 18,000 followers.
Yeah, sure.
That makes their day, like, you know.
And absolutely.
Remember that we were all new once as well. So, you know, it's only a click, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Sam, we could talk about this forever. Sadly, we've run out of time.
Oh, okay.
Give us a shout for your Twitter handle and your website address so that people can find out some more about you.
Sure, it's @tweetinggoddess.
Mm-hmm.
And it's tweetinggoddess.com. And I also teach workshops and do consultations and stuff. But really, just follow me on Twitter. And if you need a little boost, give me a shout. Just tag me. Yeah.
Fantastic. Sam, thank you so much for joining us.
It's
been an absolute pleasure. Have a fabulous rest of your day over there in Wexford. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Yep. See you on Twitter. Thanks, Jules.
Bye-bye, my darling.
Bye.
Bye.
Absolutely lovely Sam Kelly there.
Do you need a little boost?
Sorry?
Do you need a little boost?
Mm-hmm.
I think your phone might be...
No, that's where I just turned it off.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw a little flash.
Yeah,
it was lightning.
It flashes when I turn
that's
it off.
That's very interesting because she's absolutely right. These people that... there's often people that try and fight on Twitter, aren't they? And
yeah,
I hate that.
Some, yeah, and where you get these silly things where... something happens and then everybody piles in and tells you that, you know, why
yeah.
someone's evil or something.
Yeah, yeah.
They have no idea what the real facts of the case are. They just join in and beat people up and that's just pointless.
But she's so right as well because it is all about, it's how you treat people in real life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Treat them the same on Twitter. Yeah. Manners.
And do, if you've got Sky TV, on Sunday at 6:30, just go and find Channel 191.
Do you have to have Sky? I've got BT. Will it be on that? Is it on Freeview?
Yes, it is on Freeview.
Oh, I've got Freeview.
Yes, but I don't know what the channel is on Freeview because
I
haven't. On Sky, it's 191. It's Irish TV, and in Sam presents Wexford County Matters. But what they have is back-to-back half-an-hour programmes on each of the counties in Ireland.
It's Freesat 400.
Right.
So that must be Freeview.
Yep.
I guess.
Yep.
I should watch it.
400 or Sky 191, Irish TV, and... that's at 6:30 on Sunday, so do check that out because it's a lovely little programme.
Rupert Connolly has just tweeted in, his wife's in tears, apparently. That's
well, what have you done, Rupert?
Well, it's about your comment saying that I'm scary. You see, always at my expense.
Yeah, exactly.
Rupert. Always at my expense.
She's really scary, Rupert. Mrs. Rupert. Don't go. Was it Mrs. Rupert that was
yeah,
in tears? Yeah,
Mrs. Rupert.
Yeah. Don't go anywhere near her. She's really frightening. She wears purple and everything.
Yeah. Today I'm in green, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, okay, so let's have a look at what else we've got. We've got a Red Nose Day coming up.
Mm-hmm.
It's back on Friday the 13th, and who is this? This is Chaucer Direct, and they're going to be taking using the call centres, or doing the call centre, taking calls during this year's Red Nose Day event, taking place, as I said, on the 13th of March. It means you can phone to donate during the show on BBC on the night, and you could be speaking to one of their volunteers. That's Chaucer Direct. So you can go to their website, which is all the W's, Chaucer Direct, chaucerdirect.co.uk/community/February, and you'll find it there. But they're hoping to beat last year's total, they say, and looking forward to hosting a great British Bake Off style cake competition. Penny Williams and I would like that, wouldn't we?
Oh, yes.
We would, as well as making funny faces for money. There you are, Paul.
Funny faces for money.
Well, you've already got the funny face, so you,
thank you.
Would be a no-brainer, wouldn't it?
I've got a funny face and no brain. Is that what you're saying?
And a red nose.
And a red nose, okay. The Business Community Breakfast Revival. Towards the end of last year, I decided that it was time to resign as the organiser of the Business Community Breakfast. This was for various reasons. Retirement was the obvious, with the obvious loss of new opportunities, contacts and potential speakers, together with some health issues. Since then, with no obvious successor coming forward, there have been expressions of sadness that Business Community Breakfast had apparently passed away.
Oh.
This is decidedly not the case, and Jonathan and I, along with a few others, have been looking at how we can take things forward. The main benefit of the breakfast has been its time of catch-up, fellowship and as a discussion forum between members. Peter Cook chaired our last session, which turned into an admirable debate. We have been to sample the breakfast at the Honourable Pilot, and as a result of our discussions with the manager, we have come up with the following plan to move forward. We will recommence our breakfast meetings on the second Thursday of each month, starting in March on March the 12th. And these will now take place at the Honourable Pilot Pub, which is in Medway. We will meet at 7:30 in the morning, although the restaurant is actually open from 6:30 a.m. The cost of the breakfast is a paltry £8.75.
I love a chicken.
Yeah. Each person will pay for their own breakfast at the Honourable Pilot, so there's no money to pay beforehand, there's no fees, you just rock up and buy your breakfast, basically. Mm-hmm. We do have to give the Honourable Pilot approximate numbers on the day, so a quick email would be appreciated. The programme, if any, will be decided by the membership, but I will continue to send out notices as before, and the Honourable Pilot has kindly set aside an area to the left of the bar for our exclusive use. There will be a projector and all that kind of thing there too. So I do hope that you'll give it a go, because it will be good to see you again. And that's best regards from Ken Wheeler. And you can email Ken if you want to find out more by emailing him at ken@businesscommunitybreakfast.co.uk. So do check that out. If you're missing your breakfast meeting at a business community breakfast over there in Medway, second Thursday of the month, and the new one starts again on March the 12th at the Honourable Pilot in Medway. We've had a tweet from another new follower, YBC, Your Bee Community, they are known as on the Twitter, and it says, good afternoon, Paul. Please could you mention your business community on the Business Bunker Show? There you go. I've just mentioned your business community on the Business Bunker Show. It's my absolute pleasure to do that. And you can follow these folks at Your Bee Community. Your Bee Community, all one word, is their Twitter handle. So do give them a follow. Why are you looking at me like that?
I was just amazed and gobsmacked by your, you know, natural charisma.
Charm. Brains.
Marketing,
looks.
I was just wondering whether you were going to chat for long enough for me to have another one of those little
that's what it was. You were eyeing up those tarts.
Marketing strategies for small businesses. Now, who's this from? This is from the Kent Adult Education listener, and they're talking about marketing strategies for small biz. So they're saying that there's an interesting workshop called, I've said this three times now, Marketing Strategies for Small Businesses.
Really?
And it's run by Kent Adult Education. It's going to be held at the Maidstone Enterprise Centre. Mm-hmm. And it's designed for those that are interested in understanding and identifying effective marketing strategies for small businesses and sole traders. It is on Thursday, the 26th of February, so it's this Thursday, between 3:30 and 5:30. And if you just go to the kentadulteducation.co.uk website, and you'll find you can book tickets there. I guess this will be on the kentbusinessradio.co.uk website.
Everything that you've heard on today's programme can be found on the kentbusinessradio.co.uk website. And all the charities and networking events and all the other things that we talk about can be found listed on the community page tab on that aforementioned website. Do you know what we're going to do now?
Tune it.
No.
Oh,
see, I fooled you, didn't
CEA,
I?
CEA, you changed all the format. We're going to speak to our next guest.
We're going to speak to our next guest.
Is it Michelle?
It is Michelle.
In a beautiful, listener, in a beautiful golden mustardy colour cardigan.
I wonder what she was going to say there.
Yeah, no, I love that colour.
With a golden aura of a halo around her.
Oh, she's got that. She's got that.
She's not an angel, you know. Well, no, she probably is. But
the colours are beautiful, listener. If only you were here.
Listen. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome, for the first time, onto the Business Bunker Show, the delightfully gorgeous Michelle Ford. Hello, Michelle.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Cool. Michelle, we want to talk to you about your recently launched new business. A brave thing to do, launching a new business, as we were discussing with Sam earlier there. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what it is you've done and what made you decide to do it?
Okay, it's end-to-end care. Two elements of my business. One is around supporting families to find care for family members, either at home or in care homes.
Right.
And the second element is kind of supporting businesses, really, to provide consultancy for healthcare and social care opportunities.
Okay. You were saying, oh, he's eating. You were saying in the green room earlier, which I thought was very interesting, that the healthcare professionals that are often putting these packages together are often not as experienced as you are. Tell me a little bit about that.
Okay, that's two sides to that.
Yeah.
One is
maybe
around
three sides.
Maybe three.
Maybe four.
Who knows? With businesses, quite often within business development, people are put into those businesses that don't come from a clinical background. Mm. I have a clinical background. I was a nurse, a health visitor and a midwife, and I've been doing it for a number of years.
All three.
Blimey. No, there's almost nothing you couldn't do there that she couldn't help you with, really, is there?
Let's go back to that. So did you start off as a nurse and then go into midwifery as a specialism?
I did, yeah.
Okay. And well, that's a whole other show.
Yeah,
because I'm quite into gynaecology and natural birth, you know.
Right.
And so we'll talk about that another time.
Okay, but business development is about kind of supporting businesses and helping them develop tender opportunities to make care better for clients, service users, or patients. So that's the element of the business as well.
Cool. Okay.
You've finished eating now.
I'll finish
you
eating.
You carry on with the interview then, Paul.
What interested me when you were talking there right out front when you introduced your business is about finding care provision for people. Mm-hmm. It's something, and we, as Jill said earlier, we were having a long discussion about this. As soon as you say that to anyone, everybody's got a story, haven't they? Everybody goes, oh, well, you want to see what happened to me with my mum or da-da-da-da-da. Isn't it amazing that we've got to that position in society, really, where it's become an enormous issue? And there's all kinds of things that go around this in terms of funding and costs and all that kind of stuff. But what I want to kind of focus on with you at the moment, Michelle, is when you say you source care, in what, how does it, what, how's the process? How does it work? What do you do?
Okay. I can do as little or as much as you want me to do.
Okay.
I think kind of from my experience today, it's a very difficult time for families.
Yeah,
so
sure.
Emotion plays very highly for families, so kind of, and it's a minefield, just navigating the whole system. Where do I go? Who do I go to? The language, the time frames, kind of what am I entitled to? What's available? What's out there? What suits my mum, dad, auntie's needs? And people don't know where to go.
And the fact that families now are spread, they're not all living in a little bit hamlet like they used to be in the old days.
And I think the other really important factor is that people don't have the time to kind of be able to find out, and kind of that makes it really difficult. So I can help families find the right care by sourcing that, looking for what they really need. So interviewing them as a family, interviewing and talking to the person who needs the care and finding out what their likes and dislikes are and their particular needs, whether they're healthcare needs or whether they've got dementia or whether they're just frail and elderly and they're actually looking for something quite different, whether they like have had past experience of living in a town and so that they'd like to be in the hustle and bustle of a town, or whether they'd like somewhere maybe perhaps more rural.
Yeah,
so it's a lovely personal service.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, because that so often is missing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I have to tell you, a few months ago, my youngest son, who is just coming up 20,
tried to put you into a home.
Well, no, he said, no, what he actually did is he rang me up and he said, hello, Dad, I've crashed the car again. And it's a bit of a mess and I'm going to need to get something sorted out. And before you say anything, I just need you to remember that it will be me that's picking your care home. So, yeah.
And it's really difficult. So my job is really to help families through that process. So I can go and look at care homes and find out what suits people's needs and then kind of make a recommendation of, around that. I've found a couple of homes.
And what about care in the home if the family wanted that, Michelle?
That's fine. We can do that as well and help you find the right care agency for that.
Because what I found with my dad, who was 87, and it was a complete shambles with the NHS, 3 months at KNC, and the one thing that you said that struck me was the fact that you are a go-to number one person that then puts your tentacles out to everything that a family might need. Because when I was there, I was exhausted for 3 months because I was speaking to a different person every day, and there was no one person that I could talk to. And I kept trying to find Matron, and she was in charge of three wards, but nothing was put in place ever. And so someone like you would have sorted all that out and let me just be with my dad instead of becoming, I had to be like a project manager.
Yeah, and that's really difficult. It's understanding the process and allowing me to do that and me as the organisation to do that on your behalf so that you spend your time and efforts and energy with your family member, which is really important.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's the language and kind of understanding different things, CQC registration, what care homes have to offer. It's all of that that I can do on behalf of the family so that you just focus on your mum, dad, whoever.
Yeah.
And that's really, really important.
Absolutely. I want to come back to something you were saying. I know Jules referenced it when you said it as well, but it is important. One of the things I really loved about what you said there was how you look at the person that's looking for the care and look at that person's personality and character and what would suit that person in their care environment. Because that's something that struck me quite a lot when you visit places. Is sometimes I walk into care homes and I think, wow, this is a really funky place or whatever. And then there's someone sat in the corner, really not very happy at all. And you think, oh, what's the matter with you? This is a laugh. But of course, it's not what they want. It's not what suits them, you know, and thinking about my elderly parents and what would suit them. Like my parents have very different needs.
That's Betty and Victor.
Sorry?
Betty and Victor.
Yeah. And they would both suit very different types of environments should they have to go into it because of the nature of who they are and what they are. So I think it's crucially important that.
Yeah, I can think of a couple of examples with families where I've worked with them where they have come from either a village or a town and actually they'd like this sort of view or this sort of environment. And one family that really kind of sticks in my mind was that we looked at a particular care home and the rooms were painted lilac, right. But mum's hate was lilac, yeah. So a room painted lilac wouldn't have suited her needs. The home was right, but actually we needed to get it redecorated because she wouldn't have liked being in a lilac room.
Such a simple tip there, but what a good idea.
But it's so important, isn't it? This is someone's life we're talking about here.
Yeah.
And you know, probably after, 40 or 50 years of being somewhere, their circumstances have suddenly changed. And if we don't pay attention to those little things, it can make a huge, huge detrimental difference to that person, just in simple things.
And I think the other really important factor is that kind of sometimes these things don't creep up on us. You know, mum or dad is well today, falls tomorrow, and then kind of ends up kind of in a hospital setting for a number of weeks and then can't go home for their whatever reason, and their needs have changed. So that family gets forced into that situation very quickly and is expected to make decisions probably within a week of where to place mum or dad or Auntie Flo.
Yeah.
And that's really difficult when you've got all the stress and worry of kind of normal day-to-day living as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And as you said, now we've got families of change. Women work all the time. We haven't very rarely got now the mum staying at home. We've got a bit of time. Mm. Most people hold down a job. Yeah. Kids are at school. So it's a whole different ball game now.
Mm. Absolutely.
And also kind of, you know, people are busy. So kind of wherever the member of family needs to be replaced, should they be placed where they are or where the kind of the family is?
Yeah.
And that's a really big decision for people to make.
Yeah, absolutely. We were also talking, Michelle, weren't we, before we came on air, about the fact that we do have an ageing population. And I made reference to the fact I read a report a few months ago from a leading medical institution that was saying that the next generation, i.e. our kids, there's no reason they shouldn't be living to 110, even 120, in far greater numbers than have ever existed before, because people, on the whole, are healthier, but we have more medical science and more preventative medicine and more curative medicine. So we're going to have a population that's going to be, you know, biblical to some extent, and is going to need looking after. So this is a market that's growing and an area that's growing phenomenally.
Yeah. And I think kind of, you know, that aging population, I think, although we think we're experiencing it now, I think the next 10 years, 15 years will be that big baby boom when that really happens.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think what's important is people have the time, you know, without these situations arising, where actually now is a good time to start to discuss that with families, what your needs are.
Yeah.
And trying to make some informed choices about what you would like.
Mm. Yeah, I told my kids. They just ignored me, mind, and walked away. Well, but there you go.
You're going to go out and stay with Ken, aren't you, in Florida?
Yeah, of course.
Best place.
Yeah, of course. I'm going to dress as an orange.
Yeah, set sunshine.
Exactly. Yeah. So I want to spend a couple of minutes just looking at the other side of this, away from what it is that you actually do, because one of the things we're fascinated about here on the Business Bunker Show are small businesses. And you have a small business and you've recently launched it, and we love talking to people that have recently launched businesses. How long have you been going now, Michelle?
Probably about 4 months now, so very early days.
Right. And how are you finding it?
Yeah, it's good. Kind of lots of different demands, lots of things that I probably hadn't thought about before. Kind of lots of things that I'm not used to. Your earlier guest speaker was very helpful in terms of Twitter, because I'm very frightened of it, but learning.
Yeah, it's like anything, isn't it? If you have no call to use something, you don't use it. And it's, you know, when you're faced with something new, and you know, starting a business is one of the most terrifying things there is, because there's just so many things to focus on, both administratively and sales and marketing. And people, you know, you've told us that your background is in clinical work, and most people that start businesses start in a business that they're familiar with from a professional background. But of course, in a business, you have loads of other things to do that you don't normally do as a nurse.
I don't expect Ken Herring could deliver a baby.
No, exactly. But the point I'm making is that when you start a business, you have to do sales, you have to do marketing, you have to do bookkeeping, you have to do VAT returns or whatever.
Load your website.
Which are all things that you don't normally do if it's not, you know, your area of expertise. And then all of a sudden you find yourself faced with all these things and you haven't got a clue how any of it works. And it can be quite daunting.
Or you find people like Penny from Big Plan Group to help you out.
Exactly. We're going to talk to the famous Penny in a minute. The famous Penny. And I'm going to tell you why she's famous. Well, even more famous than she was famously famous before.
And she's up for an award.
Yeah. She's famous for all kinds of reasons. We're going to talk to her in a minute. Absolutely. So 4 months in, you're still pleased that you made the decision?
Yeah, very pleased. Yep, learning.
Yep. You're still getting there. Where are you based? You're based in Ashford?
Ashford, yep.
Cool. But do you cover a particular geographic area, or will you work with anyone anywhere?
I will work with anyone from a kind of who's looking for care, and I'll work with any new business or business that needs some business development support in helping them as well.
Cool. Brilliant. Give us a shout for your website and your Twitter handle.
It's endtoendcare.co.uk, and my Twitter handle is Michelle F. Ford.
Brilliant. That's endtoendcare, end with the number 2, end.co.uk. There is already a link on the Kid Business Radio website to Michelle's website, and you can follow her. She's new on the Twitter, so be gentle with her.
Be
very gentle with her. She only just registered her Twitter handle. It's Michelle F. Ford, but do follow her, all million of you. Send her a tweet this afternoon. We'll get her phone pinging. But for the moment, Michelle, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunk Show. Been an absolute pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you very much
indeed. And it's 3 W's, end, and the number 2, endcare.co.uk.
Yeah, endtoendcare.co.uk. There's a link on the Business Bunker website. Just before we go to the show break, as Michelle made reference to the lovely, gorgeous Penny Williams, who is also sat here in the studio. You're a bit of a mover and shaker these days, Penny.
I'm quite excited.
Yeah. For those of you that don't know, and there can't be anyone that doesn't know, Kent Messenger Group produced earlier last week a list of the top 40 business movers and shakers in this lovely, fantastic county of Kent of ours, where we have 58,000 small businesses really nailing it. And the lovely Penny is on that list.
Number 37.
Number 37.
Just got in there.
Moving on.
Good job it wasn't top 30.
Who is number one? Jonathan Neame.
Of Shepherd Neame.
Really? Shepherd Neame.
Yeah. Really well deserved. Well done, Penny.
Thank you.
I also happen to know, because I do, that you're up for a potential award with the Kent Women in Business as well.
Yeah.
Is that because you're a judge that you happen to
know? I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying anything. I just happen to know that Penny is in there, and quite right too. So has it changed your life, being the 40 movers and shakers?
It's taken me a while to cope with all the feedback and fame. Yeah.
Absolutely.
She's had to eat cake just to calm her nerves.
Oh, well, obviously.
And in fact, you were the first person, because I was away last week.
You were.
You sent me an email saying, wow, you've...
Congratulations, I said you.
I'm like, what do you want to pay?
Yeah.
When's the dinner? When is the dinner? There's a dinner, isn't there?
You're talking about women in business. We're talking about the movers and shakers.
Oh,
I didn't know that I was in the movers and shakers.
Is there not a movers and shakers dinner?
I wouldn't have thought so.
Penny,
ought to be. Yeah,
Penny will do it.
We ought to stage one.
Does, yeah.
She we ought to stage one, didn't we? Really.
One of your fans has tweeted in, Rob Govicinity.
Oh, Rob
says hello, Penny. He's just had a baby girl, hasn't he?
I know.
Well, Rob has.
Yeah, his own.
He needed Michelle.
He did.
Yeah. Well done, Rob. No, congratulations, and very well deserved as well.
Thank you.
That's really nice.
Yeah. I've had some great comments.
Yeah.
It's been very good for the ego.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not about ego, is it? It's recognition. It's recognition for the work you do, because you do spend an awful lot of time putting people together, helping people and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I know we regularly have lunch, don't we, and chat about this, that and the other, and what's going on and who's doing what.
Well, like the lady before...
Samantha. In Ireland.
You know, be
the
nice.
The tweeting goddess.
Yeah, be nice, and that's what I've done.
Yeah.
Both on social network, but normally.
Yeah, and face-to-face.
Just
and
help people where I can. Absolutely. It always comes back round to you.
It does, indeed, absolutely. And I totally agree what Sam said and what you said about this is it is, you know, it's not about competitiveness anymore. That's a very 20th century thing, competitiveness. And just to be controversial for a moment, it's why our politicians are getting such a kicking. Yeah, because they're still trying to play this competitive game where they try to outdo each other by making more and more outrageous claims. And the public have found them out, all of them. We don't want any of that anymore. We want someone that's going to make a difference to all of our lives, not that's going to score political points over someone else. Mm-hmm. And the trouble with elections is it's all about point scoring. Nobody's, you know, they all make promises they're never going to keep, and we know that. Nobody actually sits down and talks to the people about what we want. They always tell us what they're going to give us, and that's changing. But in a business context, it's about collaboration now. It's about relationship building.
Totally. And I over the last 5 years, I have collaborated with so many other agencies, and in turn, they've given me business back.
Yeah.
And that's
back.
What it's all about.
Exactly.
I work to my my areas as expertise, and then happily work with others.
Mm. Yeah. Now, you're not doing much this year, are you?
No.
No. You've got nothing on. You got a couple of little soirees going on sometime during the year?
Yeah, just a couple of little.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about what you got going on during the year.
Okay, well, it kicks off in July with a classical concert at Leeds Castle.
Oh, yeah, a little bit of music
mentioned
one night.
Scoff and Quaff last week.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's the classical concert that we all know and love at Leeds Castle that happens every year.
Sounds lovely.
That's in July, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that the
Royal Philharmonic?
Picnic to?
Picnics,
rugs,
candelabra, champagne,
blankets. I'm there.
Yeah. Mm. Royal Philharmonic and the Rat Pack this year. So.
Oh, wow. Okay. Cool.
Because they didn't start the plague, you know, the Great Plague. It was gerbils.
Yeah, I saw that as well.
You are so random.
Yeah, that is random. That is a bit random, but she is right. I heard that as well.
Then War and Peace.
Right.
At Folkestone Racecourse.
Cool.
22nd of July for 5 days. Mm. Fantastic event, about 100,000. Mm. So just a few people.
That'll keep you busy, Penny.
Keep me very busy.
Absolutely.
And then Headcorn Aerodrome hosts the Combined Ops, which is a smaller military show in August.
Right.
And then the model show then in September there.
Fantastic.
With boats, planes and everything else. And the Hop Festival in September.
Brilliant.
At Faversham.
Fantastic.
Sponsored by Shepherd Neame.
That's going to be bigger, bigger and bigger and bigger.
And looking for more sponsors if anyone wants to get involved.
Well, and if you do, here's how you can get in touch with Penny. What's your website?
Bigplangroup.com.
Bigplangroup.com, or you can follow the Big Plan Group on Twitter at Big Plan.
Big Plan.
Give them a follow. Look at the website. You can find the links on the Kent Business Radio website. They're all on there anyway. Penny, thank you so much for
that.
Michelle, thank you so much for that. Yeah, go on.
I've had a little tweet from Maryland, as you do, and it's the lovely nurse Liz Gilson, and she says to Michelle, she says, enjoying Michelle's interview, and she says, elder care, coordination and personalisation is vital. So agreeing with you.
Thank you.
Cool.
Yes. Thank you, Nurse Liz.
Right, we're going to have a break now while we set up our next guest on the phone all the way from over there in Florida. So we'll be back with you shortly.
A little bit of James Bond.